first time to certain item 183, please.
Amend Public Improvements Code to further implement Portland in the Streets program, amend transportation fee schedule, repeal and amend certain administrative rules.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll turn it straight over to Rich Eisenhower. And
I'm going to sit and brush a little bit.
All right.
ADA, give me an ADA. My oxygen level dropped.
Let him rest for a minute. If Mr. Walsh will be quiet, let him rest for a minute, and then let's get him out. Please continue.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman. Good morning, Mayor, City Commissioners. My name is Rich Eisenhower, along with Jody Yates and Christine Aldrin from the Portland Bureau of Transportation. Today, we're here to present the new Portland Streets program and ask for your vote today to adopt our new Portland Streets Administrative Rule, modifications to city code and our existing administrative rules, and updates to our fee schedule. These are the nuts and bolts and is the first step to implement the Portland Streets program. As you might recall, back on October 25th, 2017, we brought you our livable streets strategy. That strategy was adopted, which established a policy statement that prioritizes people. This statement provides direction for all staff by confirming PBOT's position that placemaking is an appropriate use of the public right-of-way and that PBOT prioritizes the use of space for people. The livable street strategy process generated over 40 action items, but the following four listed here were the main focus of our work. It was to enhance our customer experience, improve awareness and participation, increase partner capacity, and evaluate and report. The Livable Street Strategy allows us to develop our progressive new program, Portland in the Streets. The Portland Streets program will encompass all programs for placemaking and community uses in the public right-of-way. The Portland Streets program will develop space for community gathering, promote healthy and active lifestyles, build community identity, activate underutilized space, and generate local business activity. Portland in the Streets is an umbrella program that includes many of our existing programs. But for this effort, we focused on the refinement of three existing programs and the creation of three new programs. We will continue to develop new program areas and refining all of our existing programs to bring them under this umbrella. Our goal is to create a framework that can apply to all program areas to provide a consistent and predictable process for both our staff and the public. The first existing program that refinements is our block party program. Block parties are small-scale parties held on residential streets, such as neighborhood potlucks and barbecues that are held by and for the residents along that street. The second existing program area with refinements is our community event program. Community events are larger-scale events that intend to build a sense of community. These events bring people from the entire neighborhood or region, and events support and encourage community gathering and local businesses. The third and final area existing program with refinements is our street painting program. Street paintings are large format works of art designed and painted on local service streets that build community, empower neighbors to shape their own public realm, create an artistic impression that's about people who live nearby, and break down any social isolation.
Could I ask you a question about this?
Sure.
Because I've always just been, I always really liked these, and I was always curious about it. Who actually comes up with the designs? And what is the role of the neighborhood in helping with that process?
It's from them. I mean, we work with a nonprofit group called City Repair that brings together every time we're starting this time of year. We come together in June for what's called the Village Building Convergence to paint these. So it's a group effort, bringing all the neighborhoods together to create the design together,
and come together. City Repair works with the neighborhoods, with the neighbors, the immediate neighbors, so they decide what they want.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. I was always just
very
curious.
Successful. I think we have about,
see them and
about 60
they,
of them.
They always cheer me up, so I'm appreciative of seeing that. Thank you.
Program that's been going since Commissioner Hales. That was
very
the
good.
First time I started.
Very
it.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's excellent. Thank you.
We had the first one. I think it was 1998. Yeah. So. Basically, yeah, breaking down any social isolations. They've been very successful. Of the first new program areas is our pedestrian plazas. Pedestrian plazas are long-term community placemaking projects to create open space and underutilized streets, alleys, or roadways for the public use and to activate. The second new program area is street prototyping. Street prototyping projects are community initiated that test new street or intersection design concepts, and we collect data and inform future design decisions. And the final program area is spaces to places. These projects turn gravel, dirt, or underdeveloped low-volume streets or alleyways into places where people want to gather and install amenities desirable to the community. And as mentioned earlier, we will continue to develop new programs and refining all of our existing programs to be part of Portland and the streets. And as such, our program framework has been designed to be flexible so that even out-of-the-box ideas can be permitted in a timely and predictable way. So those are the program areas. I'm going to turn it over to Kristen that will talk more about our program goals, shift in permitting, outreach, and our fees.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Kristen Aldrin
with PBOT. I'd like to start by sharing with you the Portland in the Streets program goals that were generated from our work, which include reduced barriers for community-led placemaking projects, encourage placemaking projects that reflect community needs and character, ensure citywide access to programs and equitable geographic distribution of projects, encourage experimentation and innovation, which is what brings life to our streets. Our first emphasis is an internal shift in permitting. This includes streamlining internal procedures and coordination efforts with our bureau partners to improve our program management tools. Specifically, we are bringing our bureau partners together to utilize one citywide permitting software for review and tracking of all of PBOT permit applications, also establishing more consistent requirements and application processing for Portland in the Street projects. We have rewritten city code and our administrative rules, which we bring to you today, which govern this work. To build capacity and increase participation in Portland in the Streets programs, we propose some fee changes. Under our community event program, we have created two new permit types. One is for ticketed events with a fee that varies based on the number of attendees, and the other, which was requested by our customers, is to allow existing sidewalk cafe permit holders to temporarily extend their outdoor seating during a community event permit with assessed fees based on the area of that extension. We're eliminating the fees for block parties and parking day programs, which are intended to reduce barriers and make permits more accessible. We're working on other fee changes, and after we complete some targeted outreach with our applicants and community partners, we will bring those to you with our overall bureau updates. The other shift is an external shift, which is putting the applicant first. This means providing greater hands-on assistance to applicants through the permitting process across all program areas, proactive outreach to let folks know about our programs, early technical assistance such as project scoping to set projects up for success, and an online community toolkit that provides applicants resources to help with design inspiration, funding opportunities, and identify community partners. We will provide greater hands-on assistance with the applicant, as seen in this new process diagram, with a clear focus on streamlining. This is the framework that all of the program areas will follow, and it puts the applicant first. It establishes a predictable process and ensures consistency. Some examples of this technical assistance include creating traffic control plans if needed, and if relevant, helping to obtain other permits and licensing that might be required by other bureaus. These are ways that we can ease the burden of some of our requirements for our applicants. The work on the community toolkit are the updates that the applicant will see and experience. This is the external-facing online community information for all Portland in the Street programs. We are updating our website and all program applications so that they are simpler and user-friendly. This includes one online application intake form, and PBOT has created a new position to whom will be responsible for initial intake of these projects. We are redesigning our web pages to include many resources to help applicants. They include real-life case studies with project inspiration and project costs, graphic guides for how to get permits easily, resource information on where to get placemaking materials, and financial assistance opportunities such as available grants, and a live map to show where Portland in the Street projects are happening in the city.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
And this will happen when?
We're in the process currently, or meeting with a consultant actually later today, to help design the websites. We've already done some of the internal coordination work with the Bureau partners, and our applications, we've been working on them over this past year.
So this will be an app, is that correct?
It'll be a new website.
It'll be a website.
Yeah.
And is there some way, and maybe this is a Office of Community Technology question, I'm really excited to see bureaus like yours using technology platforms to make it a lot easier for people in our community to be able to access services and find what they need. Is there some way to bring all of these together in one location? I think about, for example, the Portland Report, the PDX Reporter app, and this app, and there's a couple of others, and I think Commissioner Udaly may be working on or has been working on something through ONI.
Some of this was started with the ITAP project that has turned into the POPS, which is
okay.
The
online permitting process. Is that going to be one of the potential outcomes
it's
of
still
that?
Kinda, it's still kind of... I guess I think it's undecided.
We don't want to talk about POPs today, but
yeah.
At least it's on your radar. I'd love to see that at some point. Maybe I'll just put that out as a marker because we're doing some really great technology and application work like this, and the next logical step is to try to figure out how to put it all in one easy location.
Agreed.
Yeah. Okay,
absolutely.
Cool.
Thanks.
Want the same thing.
And,
yeah.
And what's your timeline on the web page?
Our hope is... hopefully within the next month, by in April, to have it up and running. I mean, our event season is already starting now. So.
Great.
We've got a lot of the content. It's just sort of providing the branding and the framework, what it's going to look like.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So the, let's see. Yeah. We're done with that one, right? I think we'll finish that one. So the, consistent with our program goals last season, PBOT's Block Party program launched a pilot project in 13 neighborhoods east of 82nd Avenue and in Cully, with the goal of increasing program participation. These are historically underrepresented neighborhoods within our city. And PBOT took action by making permits more accessible to these residents, by removing permit fees, making available free barricades within the neighborhood, creating an online application, and translating materials into the 5 of the most common spoken languages in this area. The pilot project was a success, and we ended up issuing 4 times as many permits in this area than had prior. We're excited to announce that we'll be expanding this successful campaign in 2018 with an additional 14 neighborhoods. We plan to continue our outreach by participating at various community events and continue to build and strengthen our relationships with the neighborhoods and directly connect with the residents on what Portland in the Streets programs mean to them while spreading our program message of building community. And that concludes our presentation today. We look for your support by updating city code, administrative rules, and the program fee changes. We thank you for this opportunity, and we're here to answer any questions you might have.
I have a question.
Commissioner Udaly?
Yeah. Thank you. I'm excited about a lot of the changes that are coming. Could you give me an example of what a cafe outdoor seating extension?
Sure. So when a community event permit is issued, if alcohol wants to be served in the right-of-way and the event organizer who's taking out the permit doesn't want to have that, mm-hmm. and there are businesses along the street that want to serve and be part of the event, mm-hmm. And want to go out into the street beyond the sidewalk, designated area that their sidewalk cafe already permits them, this will allow them to serve beyond that point to at a maximum as the city center line, as long as they're working in conjunction with the community event permit holder.
And then maintaining a pedestrian...
They're all through all street closures. We always maintain an ADA compliant pedestrian throughway.
Okay.
Yeah.
I find it personally challenging to navigate those spaces sometimes. So my question is really what we do around educating business owners about ADA issues.
On existing sidewalk cafes or?
Oh, when they're special events, the kind of things that you're talking about.
Yeah, part of our effort was to have good signage as to where pedestrians need to go. Because sometimes that's it's unclear. So that's one of the, when in those circumstances, because these are probably 5% of our permits, but there is a need, the Mississippi Street Fair is a good example. A lot of bars and restaurants extend their sidewalk cafes or want to extend into that, but where do the pedestrians want to go that want to go through the street? So we are working with designing more clear and apparent pedestrian signs.
Great,
yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What are some examples of ticketed events?
We haven't had them yet.
Oh, we haven't had them.
Yeah, that's our new. That's one of our proposed new opportunities. So we are going to meet with a pilot group of our past permit holders to share with them our proposed fee structure and to get their feedback. Because some of the regular event holders who to date have not been able to have events that sell tickets.
I think we at least discussed it because we had a cannabis businesses event that was associated with a mm-hmm. park and in the adjacent right-of-way, and I forget where we ended up as to where the ticketed park could be, but that's an example of where,
yeah,
and especially if it's an 21 and up event, you would want to have, whether it's sold or not, you have to have some kind of controls. So that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, so it would be ticketed. The tickets would need to be available to anyone. It couldn't just be a select population. And as long as they require that and meet all of our other requirements for a community event permit, we would permit it at a higher fee structure as we presented to you in our documents submitted.
And does that fee structure mirror Portland Parks? Because we also provide. It's a higher charge if you're going to be selling over 21s. Is it very similar?
Actually, we worked with Parks and kind of evaluated the fee structure in Parks, and we are kind of mimicking, generally speaking,
smart.
With Parks. Yeah.
Well, I'll be interested to hear if you have any advice for us, because I really appreciate how you've looked into, you know, how can this work for the community. And so I will be asking my staff to talk with you about in that particular area. I want to make sure that we...
And I do see some clear opportunities to... We have a lot of streets that are next to Parks, and there's a clear opportunity to partner with Parks on those
Great.
Events.
Thank you.
Very good. Is there any public testimony, Carla?
No one signed up.
This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great presentation.
Thank you.
Commissioner Saltzman.